Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast. And you know, the eyes have it for this episode. We're going to be talking about service dog eye certification exams. And you know, it's interesting, in all my years of practice, I really don't know the whole process that goes behind that. So we're chatting with board certified veterinary ophthalmologist, Dr. Bill Miller. He's out in Chicagoland, but in Sarkville, Mississippi. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. So thanks for joining us. How are you?
You bet. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Good. Thank you. Well, before we get started, I always like to know, my chat with specialists, you know, what drew them to the profession in the industry area? So what drew you into ophthalmology?
Well, when I was doing my small animal rotating internship at Auburn, I met Dr. Ted Albert, who is the ophthalmologist there. And he was an amazing, amazing gentleman in that he's probably the only ophthalmologist that wore size 9 gloves, but had the dexterity to do ocular surgery. And he and I shared a love for old dogs and old people and precision surgery. And he kind of inspired me to get into ophthalmology.
Wow, incredible. You know, and I always said to myself, I told one of our mutual friends, Dr. Rachel Alba, this too, is I'm 6'4", and for me to do those tiny types of procedures like the entropions, it was a struggle. So bravo to him for doing that. My goodness.
Ted was 6'4" and weighed over 300 pounds.
Oh my gosh, it's incredible.
But it was an amazing surgeon, probably the best set of hands I've ever seen on a man.
Wow. So walk me through the whole process of the service dog eye exam certification.
Certification of the eye exam, the program for the service dog eye exam began, close to 12 years ago now, where the ACVO recognized ophthalmologists across the country were doing service eye exams gratis, but yet we weren't reaching as many service dogs out there that needed or could use the exams. And so we put together a program to the ACVO and is now sponsored by Epicure Farm to reach these service dogs throughout the country. Because we recognize the dogs from the various service groups, whether they be police dogs or drug detection dogs or diabetic assistance dogs or guide dogs, need to have excellent vision in order to do their jobs. So once a year, we try to get these dogs in and have them examined. The eyes exam process is very similar to what would be seen in your clinical practice, in that we do a complete eye exam using the slit lamp and the indirect to look at both the anterior segment of the eye and the back of the eye. If the dogs are working that day, we usually do not dilate them. But if they're not working, they may be dilated for a more complete fundic exam so we can look at the complete back of the eye.
And I'm just reading on the website too, approximately 8,000 eye exams are provided across America, Canada, and Puerto Rico each May. That's incredible.
That's right. So we're over 100,000 eye exams since this program began.
Wow. And I mean, that's got to be leave such an impact for what you're doing with the service animals. And it's primarily dogs, I understand, too. But cats, equines, and some exotics have also benefited from it.
They sure have. They certainly have. But primarily dogs, because that's the number one service animal out there. The great thing about the exams is most of the time they're completely normal. And that's what we want to find out. But we have been over the years to be able to pick up some minor problems and correct them before they become major problems. And these animals are such an incredible resource to the public that if we can keep these dogs in service longer, they become a much more valuable asset in that they're able to continue their service life and not have to look to be replaced.
Right, exactly right. And so how does a service animal qualify for the ACVO Epicure event?
Well, to qualify, we like them to be a registered service animal with one of the various registered service animal organizations. That way we can keep some good data on these animals over time. We don't require any specific required certification, but we like them to be registered with some type of service animal organization. Then they just go to the ACVO website, find a, I think it's the eye exam, acvoeyeexam.org. And in doing that, they register. And when they register, they can find an ophthalmologist closest to them who's participating.
And what about puppies?
We don't really do a lot of puppies. These are actually working dogs. Okay. Most of the ophthalmologists who are looking at puppies who are doing screening exams for these dogs going into training do so with the organizations that are doing the training.
This is great. And, you know, the website, everyone, is acvoeyeexam.org. It has promotional documents, including the national press releases, some educational information, screening eye exam forms. Everything that you need to know is really included in there. And so the program has been around for 12 years. So think of all those animals that have had eye certifications. And it's incredible. And what are some, so tell me a little bit of like, what are some mild diseases that you just tell the service dog owner, we're going to keep an eye on this versus something that might be more substantial?
Well, for example, we've picked up some lid tumors that before they become a problem, they may be removed before they start irritating the cornea. We've been able to pick up some dry eye issues. One particular case that I had was a guide dog. And we, on the, I think it was the second year of the program, we examined this guide dog and found out he had an ocular nerve tumor. And this optic nerve tumor was gradually enlarging. It couldn't be treated, but because we knew that tumor was there, we could get this guy in line for another dog. And so when this dog's service life ended because he couldn't see well out of the affected eye, he was already in line and ready for another dog and already trained for another dog.
Oh, that's fantastic.
You know, one of the most rewarding groups I deal with are the diabetic assistance dogs. And I work with one particular kennel if they've got dogs that either don't qualify or fail to be useful as hunting retriever dogs, they train these dogs to be diabetic assistance dogs. And many of these dogs have just created new lives for the kids who have these dogs as their diabetic assistant dogs. It gets them incorporated into with their peers. It gives them access to you know, it breaks down barriers between their disease and their peers. And that yes. dog really helps them. It's an amazing thing.
It's incredible when they were able to detect hypoglycemia and, you know, seizures and those kinds of things too. It's absolutely incredible. It really is. Wow. So this is wonderful. Well, I want to thank you, Dr. Miller, for all that you do. And, you know, the National Service Animal Eye Exam, again, the website is acvoeyeexam.org. Our friends at Apicure are really big supporters of this too. So thank you for what they do. And thank you for what you and your colleagues do for these service dogs.
You bet. And we want to thank all the primary care veterinarians out there that not only refer cases to ophthalmologists and other specialists, but have alerted all their service dog clients to the program and gotten them in for eye exams. We really appreciate your support.
Well, absolutely. So thank you to my fellow general practitioners out there. We love you so much. So,
you bet.
And thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Miller. And thank you, everybody, for listening, tuning in to the Vet Blast podcast. Don't forget to rate today's episode. Greatly appreciate it. And we'll see you next time right here. Have a great week, everybody. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.